We're talking of nasty things, depression now. And there's a new piece of research published this week that shows that, in fact, it may be possible to treat some resistant or refractory cases of depression with gene therapy. This is a paper in Science Translational Medicine this week by Brian Alexander and his colleagues. He's based at Cornell in the States. And what he and his colleagues have been looking at is a gene called P11. And P11 is expressed in the nervous system, and it has an important role because it makes nerve cells put onto their surfaces receptors, which are like chemical docking stations for neurotransmitter chemicals. These are the substances that nerve cells squirt out so that one nerve cell can hear what the other is saying. So if you don't have enough of this P11 gene, cells can't communicate very effectively and messages don't get through. At least if you look in the brains of people who have had depression at post-mortem, you can find that certain bits of the nervous system in humans seem to have low levels of this gene. So what this group did is to look at a mouse in which this gene had been knocked out from the mouse, in other words, genetically deleted, and these mice show the rodent equivalent of depressive behaviour. So they don't engage in voluntary activity terribly well, they show very stereotypical behaviours, and they don't seek out rewarding behaviours. They don't go and do things which most animals would do, which is clearly rewarding to that animal, like going and having a sugary drink or something. What they then did was to make a modified virus from which the bad genes had been removed and replaced with a copy of this P11 gene, and they used that modified virus to introduce to certain bits of the mouse brain new copies of this gene, P11. And they found that when the modified virus was injected into a region of the brain called the nucleus accumbens, which is the brain's pleasure centre, it's where we are thought to experience sensations that we find nice, they found that that gene expressed in that part of the brain actually put the mice right. In other words, these mice showing these classic depression symptoms went back to behaving just the same as normal mice. And why this is important is that it shows that with the restitution of this gene in just one bit of the nervous system, which we know is also affected in humans who get depression, you can make the depressive symptoms, in mice at least, go away. So this may offer a way of treating or managing very hard-to-treat cases of depression in humans in future.
But we hear a lot about gene therapy, but how difficult is it to actually deliver gene therapy into a human brain? It sounds like that might be quite challenging.
Well, actually, it's been done for a number of years, and there's a clinical trial which is going on at the moment. The idea behind using viruses is not a new one. Viruses are well adapted and very efficient at delivering genetic messages into cells, and now we understand quite a bit about how viruses work. It's possible to use them like a Trojan horse. You can put inside the virus the gene you want to carry into your target cell, and then use the virus to infect the cell you want the gene to go into, and in it goes. There's, in fact, a clinical trial going on at the moment for Parkinson's disease to deliver genes which are thought to help nerve cells that are vulnerable to the effects of Parkinson's disease to survive better. And so what researchers are now saying, and in fact in this very paper they're saying, we could use that same system that's being used and trialled for Parkinson's disease and put these P11 genes in there and use them to treat cases of depression.
Okay. All good stuff.